Okay, we are continuing now in the Rambam Hilchos Psula Mikdashim Perek Arba'a Asor, Chapter 14, Halacha Aleph. And in this chapter, we're continuing the topic of Pigul.
Thank you, Wayne.
And we're going to discuss, number one, who can or cannot invalidate with their thoughts. It's something that people were bringing up a couple days ago. And exactly what types of thoughts are invalid. This isn't particularly hard, this chapter. It's just have to just make sure we know what we're talking about. But it's not really hard. First one's very easy. Ein ha-machshava holeches ela achar ha-oved. The thoughts that we're concerned with that could pigalize things are only done by the person who's doing the actual service. That's the only... Well, but now the Rambam's spelling it out. I was speaking it out. Now the Rambam's spelling it out. So therefore, it's only people who did the avoda, which generally speaking is a kohen, but not always, you'll see. Avol machsheves bala korban, but the owner of the korban, generally the Israelite, einamos kum, does not make a difference at all. So much so, afil shomanu habalim, if we hear the owner verbalize, Shepiglu, he says, I want you to make sure I am going to eat this after the time. I'm telling you, I'm going to eat this after the time. But if the one who was serving has the right thoughts, it's a kosher. It's a kosher thing. So the owner can jump all day long and say a million terrible things what he's going to do with his korban. Doesn't matter. We just care what the person doing the service does. Number one. Now, Bayes is going to give us a general rule about three types of disqualification qualities. That's Bayes and Gimel Da, and the middle of Bayes, Gimel and Da are going to go through each one of those three. Ve'ena mach shava mo'eles, this thought, now we're going back to the one who's serving, the thought that can disqualify, we have to have three conditions over here. Ella, number one, it has to be mimi shuhu ro'ui la'avoda, someone who's fit to do the service. That means, we just said, only the person doing the service can disqualify with his bad thought. But the person who's doing it, though, has to be a person who is qualified to do the service. What if a person who has no business being there? He's not supposed to be doing the avoda. He's doing it anyway. He has a wrong thought. Well, we won't even think about that. Now, he could maybe disqualify the korban for other reasons, but he will not turn it into pigul. Remember, this, we have to remember the distinction. There's korbanos that can be disqualified, and then there's a separate issue called pigul. Yeah. And now if you eat it, some types of pigul, you get kares. So we're just talking about now making pigul. So it only can be a person, the person who got voto, who is qualified to voto, will be enumerated on shortly. That's condition number one. Condition number two, ubedavar haroy la'avoda, and something that's fit to do the avoda that he is suggesting that it could be done. But if it's an impossibility for what he's saying, it's just mamish an impossibility, we don't have to worry about that. That's going to be explained in Halacha Gimel. You don't have to understand it right now. Okay, when we get to Gimel, you understand what we're saying. But the guy's going to takes this thing and he wants to say to do something and it's just not possible to do this thing. So it's just a crazy thought. You'll see what it means when we get the examples. Number three, ubemakom roy lavoda. And pigul can only be established when it's being done in a place that's fit for the avoda to be done. You know, for example, crazy example. When you take an animal into your basement, Shelley, and say, hereby make this korban, I'm going to plan to eat this korban 2 days later, I want it to be pigul. That's just wonderful. He didn't even do it in the Beis HaMikdash. What do I care? You know, you could be doing a lot of other averos, but one thing you're not doing is making it pigul. Those are the three broad strokes. Three broad strokes. Now, the balance of days will go through the first condition, and then Gimel will down be the second and third condition. Kate said, what's the example? So you want to know the one who's fit to do the service. That's the only one who could pigulize. So, Kate said, so let's say, Echad min hapsulim lavoda. Any one of the people who are pasul to do avoda. And remember, the Rambam listed about 17 different people that are pasul avoda. Let's say a simple one. Some of the mum. Take a simple example like that. And there's 17 people who they can't do the avoda. About a zor, stranger, basically cannot do the avoda. So now somebody just gets up, a kohen with a mum, he gets up, he takes out. You're not supposed to do that. Stop. Almost. He takes out. Okay, I'm going to shech the animal and have in mind that the blood should be sprinkled tomorrow instead of today. Well, yeah, it's a pickle foot, but you're not fit to do the avoda. Now, again, this animal will not be a kosher animal because a zor is doing the avoda. But at least if someone eats this, they will not get kares for eating pigle. That's the whole point we're saying. So any one of the disqualified people from avoda, that does what? Shekibel adam. Remember the four main processes. Shekibel adam. Now, why did he... Wait a minute. Kibel adam means to receive the blood. Holich, take the blood. Zorek, sprinkle the blood. He skipped one. Why did he skip it? You tell me why.
Well, it could be a zar.
Because you don't have to be a kohen to shecht. The avoda of animals starts post-shechita with the kohen. You can shecht in the Beis HaMikdash if you went to a mikvah.
Even with the wrong thoughts.
No. So now if you'll have the wrong thought, it will invest. See, that he only picked what?
Right.
Those three avodos. Because from after the shechita on, it has to be a kohen. Right. From receiving the blood on, it's got to be a kohen. So he skipped the first one because the first thing could be a non-kohen. So someone who's posel as a kohen, though, could do the shechita.
But can you legalize it? No?
Yes, yeah, that's the whole point we're saying. Remember, only people who has to be worthy. So who's he excluding? Look how he carefully worded the exclusion. Someone who's posel for avoda from the receiving of the blood. Why did he say from the shechita? Because people who are apostle from the voda can do the shechita, and therefore, if they have a pigle thought, it is a pigle thought because they're allowed to do that voda. That's the.
Be more specific.
He's very specific, Shelley. He said exactly what he.
No. Leaving it out as opposed to
because by this time he figures that most people who've learned this much would remember that a zor can do the shechita. That's why he's telling you what is who is fit. Only those that are fit. So that's why he picks up.
At the very beginning of this halakha.
He said only someone who's fit to do the service. So guess what? A zor is fit to do shechita.
So the zor has to really be up in the halakhot also. It's not just like... You know,
well, he has to know how to shech an animal.
No, I mean that...
He has to have the right thoughts. Yeah. Exactly. So if the guy says, you know, goes to, you know, I'd like to, I'm a shechit in Modin, and I'd like to shecht it. Okay, he says, oh, kol kavod. But yeah, well, let me tell you about a few things. Number one, you better have the right machshavas, this and that. Of course, he's got to be schooled a little bit to understand this. So that's why that's fine. So that's why when we're talking about these three steps, right? And now we're talking about apostle personnel. We're saying what doesn't create the problem, right? He's saying only someone who's fit. So what are we excluding? So if anyone who's puzzle, who from the Kabbalah, receiving the blood onward, has the wrong thoughts, the Choshev Vishas Avoda, and during the Avoda of those three Avodas, he thinks the wrong thought of Machsheves Makom, to do it in the wrong place later, to do something later on, let's say they eat the food in the wrong place, or Machsheves Man, or the wrong time, to eat the food at the wrong time, right? Now, for whatever reason, he skipped, and you did not move for the name of the owner. But anyway, lo pasul machshavta, he has not rendered that thought, does not disqualify. Why? Lefi she'eina roi lavoda. He can't do avoda. Straight out. So it doesn't mess it up. But what happens? So let's say he got the blood, this non-proper kohen, and he did, and he had the bad thought. So now what do we do at that point? If we know after he took the blood, he had the wrong thought, so the osa adam shiko, that blood that he took, what's the status of that? Out. Disqualified. Osha zorak, or let's say he sprinkled. Miksaso, yishafech lama. It's poured into that, the floor over there, where there was that little thing that you kind of go out with the water and that, you throw it out. That's out. So you'd think the whole korban's finished. Not so. Why? What if there's still some blood dripping from the neck of the animal? Right? The animal was shechted.
Somebody else
could get it? Oh! So now what could happen? As long as there's some enough blood dripping from the neck of the animal, another coin could take another utensil, a good coin, and take if there's leftover, and now he could start again from the taking the blood and continue on. That's what he says. V'imnishar dam ha-nefesh. Very important. The dam ha-nefesh. That's the blood that's dripping out from the neck. It would have to be very quick. It couldn't be like 15 minutes later. You know, it's got to be like pretty quick. The Zohar is doing. Now remember, the Zohar is messing it up anyway, because the non-coin is not supposed to do Kabbalah Sadam. So he hasn't made it pigal. He has not made the animal pigal. But this is not a good carrying of the blood. So you only got a few seconds to fix up the mistake. It's like nothing happened. Yeah, but if nothing happened, but now you don't have any more blood to do Zrika with, you're finished. The Korban's done for. So you can make a last-minute save if the Kohen quickly will run to the neck of the animal that's been shechted and can get a little blood, just enough to do a sprinkling. So Yachzer HaRoy LaAvoda, then the one who could be fit to do the Avoda, like the Kohen, via Kabul Machshav Nakona, and receive the blood with the proper thoughts, and he could save the Korban entirely. If he can't save the Korban entirely, the Korban now is possible. It should be gotten rid of now. But if somebody should eat it, they at least will not have transgressed eating something that's pigul, because it never became pigul. Korban is still out if we can't salvage the blood. Avol. Now here, now he spells it out, Shelley. He spells it out now. Avol im choshev ha-posel b'sha-shchita. But if the guy's invalid to do other avodas, but now he's doing the shchita, which he is allowed to do a non-kohen, posel b'machshavta, his thoughts mess it up, sha-shchita k'sher b'psulim, because shchita is okay with someone who is posel to do regular Kohanic work, kamo shabarnu, as we explained.
So he's out of order. I mean, he's...
Well, he's in order. He knows what he's doing. Yeah. We're just being critical. But if you know the whole thing, now it makes sense. Now, the next line, it's going to be a little tricky. Next line is true. It's referencing something to chapter 17. So it's referencing something to chapter 17. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. And the next line afterwards is not really connected, even though it says connected. So we could look at the next eight words as like a bracket or something. Now, yesh karbanos, there are, he's just throwing in a rule in the middle of all this. There are karbanos, shimnasun, shalolishman. Remember he said one of the three categories of pigul is you did it not for its own sake, for the sake of the name, which is two things. Either you take an ola and you say, I want to be a shlomen, or you take a korban chatas that's for Shloimi and you do it for Moishi. That's Shalol Lishman. The Rambam is just telling you, I want you to know that this psul of pigul of Shalol Lishman is the least strict of all, because there are some korbanos, not all, but there's some korbanos, even if you change to its four, ksherim, will be kosher, k'moshver, as will be explained, and that's going to be explained in chapter 15, law 1, so we'll wait to chapter 15, law 1 to do that. But now, the next words are not following this line. Okay? So you understand what's happening here. Since he gave you a rule about, well, only certain people can do this, but he's just telling you there's some karbanos, even though it's shalol shema, it's still a kasher korban. Now, the lafikach is going back on what we were saying before. It has to be somebody who's fit. That's the one who can make it pigul, and one who's not fit can't make it pigul. So the lafikach is going back on that. You also have to insert one more point. Lafikach kibol dam kohen zeh. Let's say there is a Kohen who takes this blood, she'ena ro'i la'avoda, who is not fit for the avoda. But now we're not talking about all the 17, we're talking about one specific one. It would be nice if Rambam would have told us what he meant. And he's talking about specifically the one is a Kohen who's tame. He's referring to that one, which is going to be different than all the others. We figure a Kohen tame is a Kohen tame, he's not fit to serve. Well, not 100%. Can you tell me, is it ever possible that a Kohen tame who could serve and do the avoda will be the one scenario where he could do that?
If everybody's tummy?
If everybody's tummy. So therefore, when we say a coin is tummy, it's not an absolute that all the service a coin whose tummy does automatically renders it possible. He's in the realm that there are situations where he could do the avoda, even though he's generally understood as a puzzle, but there's a time when the puzzle could do the avoda. That's what we're talking about here. So if a coin takes the blood, who's not royal avoda, right? So, so what did he do? He did the receiving of the blood, oholicho, or he moved it forward, ozrako, or sprinkled it, posol hazevach, he can render the zevach posel because he was tamei ki ilu asol lishmo, as if he did it properly. Shu posel ibi posel. Okay, so he will render it posel if he because since sometimes he could do the service, so it's someone who could do the service. You would have thought, wait a minute, he's not claiming service. How can he make a posel? But sometimes it goes to make a posel. Oh, so let's say there's a little bit of blood left on the neck of the animal. Let's get another coin to run and fix it up. And another coin goes, here, quick, I'm going to take some more and I'm going to sprinkle. No, kvar nifsal zevach, the korban is posel. So what the Rambam is saying, the soul of a korban being tamei, even though he really isn't roy, but he's roy enough to mess up the korban, because if everybody was tamei, he could do it, and therefore he can mess up the korban completely, and it can't be fixed up, period. V'lo mipnei machsheva shina Hashem, but not because he thought of the wrong name, el meshu posel avoda, but he is posel avoda. So that's a case where it's not going to make it pigol, but it makes it posel avoda. So it's really not really in the pigol halachas, he just wanted to round that halacha out, as it were.
You ever have situations where you're not supposed to do like 17 categories, whatever. You're not supposed to, but the evidence you did it, then it's okay. Did we ever have anything like that?
Sometimes if it's up, you don't take it down. Sometimes, but generally it's possible. Generally it's possible. Okay, so we've taken care of the first category. Only someone who's fit to serve can render it pigul. Okay. And we see, so sometimes even a non-coin can render it pigol if he's doing the shechita. Okay, second category, gimel. B'dover haroyel avoda. It has to be something that's fit for avoda. So now we're going to pick a case where it's just an impossibility. We'll show you how. Ketzad, let's have an example. This is a case of shalo lishmo. The coin is supposed to do avoda A, but in his mind he's thinking avoda B. But you know what the problem is? With the animal that he's dealing with, it's impossible to do avoda B. You can only do avoda A, as you'll see as follows. Minchas haomer. We know there's a public korban on the second day of Pesach. We bring a barley offering. That's a public offering as a barley offering. How many offerings in the world are barley offerings? There's only two. One is the public omer, and one was the sota. One is the sota. One's public, one's private. So they have one has nothing to do with the other. So now this guy's got, this is the public korban for the Jewish people, the minchas ha'omer, it's barley. It can't be anything else. And he gets up there, and now he does the komets. Komets is one of the main avodas. He takes the komets of the barley offering, and he says, I'm not doing it for the sake of the barley offering. Yeah? So what are you doing it for?
There's no other option.
And now it can't even be a sota. Sota doesn't even have a komets. There is no other possibility of a barley offering that a komets has taken except the minchas haomer. So what he's saying is ridiculous. Now, if I have a chatas, I want to make it a shlomim. I have a bird. It's a chatas. I want to make it a shlomim or a toda. Well, I could, because a bird could be an ola or a shlomim or a chatas. But I can't. But it's an impossible. So what are you thinking? You can only think about something that it could be. I could have done it that way. But if it's an impossibility, so that's what the second rule was. It has to do with something that's fit. Your wrong thought at least has to be a possibility that it could be done wrong. But if it can't be done wrong, it's not Mishagas, you're saying. Hareza Kamishnas. So it's like he did it for the sake, because there's nothing else he can mean. Right? And therefore, Ushira and Echalim. And now, when he took this comates, we could eat the rest, because his thought was a ridiculous thought, and it's not even entertained as a possibility, because it can't be used for anything else. Because it's from barley. And barley is not fit for any other public korban. So since it can't be for any other korban, then there's no way he could have meant it for anything else.
This is like when we did vows. If you do make a vow, something that's totally impossible.
That's right.
Like you said, nothing.
That's right. Now we have one more example where it's not possible. A little bit different shift. If someone had other pigol thoughts with the mincha of the sota woman, but not, we'll see what the case is here. That, and what's happening? Now we know the Mincha Vesota has no Lavona, no frankincense. It's a very low-grade Mincha. Barley, it's the only individual barley one. And it's not supposed to have frankincense on it. Okay, other Menachos do have frankincense on them. So this is the case. It's a unique case. So let's say you got this person who's going to have a bad pigul thought when what? When he's got this Sotas Mincha, and it's not supposed to be, but there's some frankincense on top. There's some frankincense right in the bowl. Now, what normally happens when there's frankincense in the bowl? Let's say fell in. Well, take the frankincense out, and then that's it. You can continue what you're doing. But now you've got a mincha sota that's a barley. Can't be anything else. And it's got frankincense on top of it. At that point, this cannot be a mincha sota. Because if it's got frankincense in it, it can't be mincha sota. So he said, you know, I'm going to take this and I'm going to burn it after the right time. Or I'm going to take it, I'm going to leave it over, or whatever. Any real legitimate pigul thought. But what are you doing with it? There's no such mincha right in front of you. Right now, this is not a plausible mincha. There's no such thing as a mincha sota that's got frankincense in it. So at that point, kodem shalach, it's before you wanted to fix it up, and you could take the frankincense and proceed with, but it wasn't taken out. So the way it's looking now, you can't do anything with this. And now he has a pigul thought. Ein machshav tamoel, the thought doesn't count. She'ena davar ela, because this, you cannot bring this at all. Vechein ki yoyes, and anything similar, it's an impossibility. Let's say you have a certain mincha where it's got less than, remember, minchas have to have a certain amount of oil. Well, it doesn't have the right amount of oil. So you can't process it any further. And when it doesn't have the right amount of oil, you're making a thought, I want to do this. Well, this can't be actionable on. So therefore, it can only be what you're thinking could possibly have happened to do it bad. But if it isn't even a proper korban or proper mincha, or there's no other possibility, we don't entertain that thought. That's the second one. And now the third one's very easy. The third one has to be in a place where it's possible to do the avoda. And there are certain places we know we may not do the avoda. If you recall, we learned in the Beis Hamikdash, the Mizbeach must be complete, whole, not missing a few rocks here and there. It's got to be a complete, perfect, whatever, shape. Right? What if a couple rocks and stones fell out of the Mizbeach? You can't offer any korbanos on it. You got to fix it up beforehand. So now it's going to be, let's say the guy, he's going on top, He's going to shech the animal on top of the Mizbeach. There's a few rocks missing. And he now has a machshava pigul. Mm. Well, no one's allowed to shech right now. There's no avoda right now. It's not a proper place. You can't do any avoda. So although when he's going to shech it, it's certainly not going to be a good korban. That's for sure not a good korban. But pigul it ain't going to be either. That's what he's saying. Dalit. B'malkom aray l'avoda. We're in a place that's fit for avoda. Kesad. Mizbeach shenifkam. Let's say the Mizbeach has been dented, or it's missing some parts to the Mizbeach. And at that point, you can't do any avoda there. And he has the wrong thoughts of when to do the next part of the avoda, or where he's going to the next part of the avoda. So he doesn't render the korban unfit as pigul with that thought. Because you cannot do the avoda in this place, even though it would have been fit after it was repaired. It was a legitimate type of korban, but it's not repaired yet. Or let's say the kmitza. The kmitza can only be done inside the azara. That's the only place you can do the kmitza. And what does he do? Kometz es mincha b'chutz. He takes the kmitza outside of the azara. V'chashav, and he thought when he was doing the kmitza, a wrong thought, a pigul thought. Bishas kmitza, machshav es man, machshav es makom. So now it's not a mincha at all. There's no such thing as taking flour outside the Azara and doing service of the Mincha. It just doesn't done over here. So therefore, a machshav is oklum, the machshav isn't anything. So now we've narrowed it down. It has to be someone who's fit to do it. It has to be something that it's possible for him to play out what he wanted to do. And it has to be in the right place to do it. If it's excluding those, it cannot make pigul, and that's a great place to stop.
Is the scapegoat considered a sacrifice?
No.
I mean, it's not, it's way out of the temple.
Well, it's way out of the temple. It's not your regular, it's not like a pigul font.
Okay, that's, I'm just wondering.
What are you going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to throw it off the cliff after Yom Kippur. I mean, you got to do it on Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. Once he has a pigul font. He's not doing it on one of the four avodas. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have any four avodas. There's no shechita,
right,
okay. No Kabbalah Saddam, no Zrika, so it's not possible. Okay, okay. Good. That's a trick question. Good question.
Okay, I wasn't sure.